This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 224 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks and courses, all designed to help you as a blogger to grow your audience, to create some great content, to build community and monetize your blog. You can learn more about ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's episode, we are continuing our series of blogger stories, where I'm handing over the podcast to you as listeners of the podcast and readers of the blog to tell your stories, to share your tips of starting and growing your blog. Over these 12 episodes, and they're daily at the moment, so they're coming thick and fast, you're hearing stories of bloggers who started out, some of them a few years ago, some of them 10 years ago now, to tell some of what has happened since for them. They talk about their mistakes, their tips, the lessons they've learned, and the good things that have come as a result of starting their blog. And today you're going to hear the story of a finance blogger who started a few years ago now, and it was a fairly lean start. He pushed through a couple of fairly unfocused years where he didn't really have focus for his blog, where he wasn't really making any money at all from his blog, but he pushed through it anyway to the point where in his third year he began to get it together. And in that third year he made about $30,000, which was the beginnings of a new business that formed around his blog. Today he has over 1 million readers a month. And he's making high six figures a year from that blog. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that if you take our starter blog course that you are going to get to that point, but really this series is about giving you a little bit of inspiration to tell you some stories of what could happen as a result of starting a blog, but also to give you some practical tips and to give you an insight into the beginning days of these blogs. You know, one of the things I love about this series is that we are hearing from bloggers who have, to all intensive purposes, made it. You know, they're at a full-time level, they've built successful businesses, but they're giving us little insights into their early years. And I love that, and I'm very grateful to these bloggers who are doing that. This series is designed to give you, as someone who is potentially starting out in your blogging journey, or someone who's about to start out in your journey, some inspiration, but also those practical tips and some encouragement to get through those early days, to push through those days where you might feel things are a little bit unfocused, where you might feel things aren't really reaching their potential. This series is a part of our launch of a brand new starter blog course, which is launching in the second week of January. And you can learn more about that over at ProBlogger.com/starter blog. And if you give us your email address there, we will let you know when that course goes live. Yeah, today's show notes with links to that starter blog course and a full transcript of the show today, as well as links to our blogger of the day. You can find those show notes over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/224.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So today's blogger is Robert Farrington. I met Robert recently over at the FinCon conference. He is the blogger behind thecollegeinvestor.com. And as it might sound, it's a finance blog, someone who is focused particularly on those people in their young adult years, student loans, those type of things, but trying to help those younger people navigate through some of the decisions they need to make. I'm going to let Robert tell his story, and then I will come back at the end to share a few of my thoughts on the story that he shares and some of the tips that he gives. Well worth a listen. I'll chat to you at the end of his story.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Hi there, my name is Robert Farrington, and I am the founder of The College Investor, and it's at thecollegeinvestor.com. It is a blog all about personal finance for young adults. We talk about getting out of student loan debt, starting to invest, and building wealth for the future. I started this blog because I am passionate about investing. I was that guy in the back of my college class on the internet, watching stocks, and really just wanted to share my insights about investing. And this was all the way back in September of 2009. So I've been doing this for about 8 years now. And that's pretty crazy to think about, because when I started, it was completely a personal blog. I really just shared my thoughts and my opinions. And you know what happened as a result? Nothing. Nothing happened. I probably had like 5 visitors a day, every day for like the first like 6 months that I started this blog. But you know what? I really enjoyed writing. I really enjoyed sharing my thoughts. And I really enjoyed, you know, kind of the technology of it. I find it interesting how you can put things together and build a WordPress site and all that type of stuff. So honestly, that's how I started. And it's crazy to think about, because when I started, really, I just wanted to educate people. And my goal and my dream was to like just share my knowledge. But, you know, my friends were telling me, they were like, Robert, that's great and all. I love the idea of investing, but I have all this debt and I have all this other stuff going on in my personal financial life that I really just can't do that right now. And so I started to realize that while sharing my thoughts are great, it was really important to also help my readers with their questions and their comments and their concerns. And, you know, while I have my own opinions about things and I can inject that, if I'm not helping others answer the question, I can't ever get them where I want them to be. So that's really what I started to transform my blog, and it took about a year or two. And around the same time, about the 2-year mark, is also when I started connecting with other bloggers. So honestly, when I started, I was in my silo. I didn't really talk to anyone else. I didn't really comment on other blogs. I didn't really reach out to anyone and just say hi. I just did my own thing. And that was really disadvantageous to me. It really held me back. So when I started connecting with others and I started learning and I started like seeing what other people were doing and getting some tips and getting some tricks and getting some help from others. And then I also started changing my messaging to help my readers more, to share my thoughts, but do it in a way that takes my readers and guides them and holds their hand through it. That's what I really started to see some traction on my site. And honestly, my site started going from like no readers a month to a couple hundred readers a month to a couple hundred readers a day. And it started gaining some revenue as well. Like I made zero money my first 2 years. And then finally in about year 3, I think I was making about $30,000 a year. So getting it up there to like, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a month, which was great money considering that like, it was just writing stuff on the internet. So if I had to go back in time, and what would I say to avoid and what do you have to do? Well, you have to network with others. You have to connect with your community. Whatever your niche is, connect with them. And at the same time, you need to always remember your readers, and you need to take your readers on a journey with story and with education and lead them down the path. And finally, you have to have the best content out there, because especially in a space like personal finance, there's only about 6 or 7 topics you can write about. You can write about budgeting, investing, getting out of debt, credit cards, whatever. It's the same stuff over and over and over again. So what makes things unique and what makes things different is the stories that you can tell and the path that you can take people on. And, you know, making sure that you have the best content possible out there. And I've been doing this and focusing on this now for 8 years. But my last 2 years, I really haven't created a lot of new content. What I've been doing is going back and picking out my gems in my archives and updating them, making them the best, creating that story around them and resharing them. And I can tell you now that like after doing this for 8 years, you know, we get almost 1 million visitors a month on the website. We're making really good money. It's going to be a high 6-figure to 7-figure blog. And, you know, the opportunities and income continue to grow because we continue to focus on our readers, networking with others, and writing the best things out there on the topic that really could stand on its own. So hopefully that helps you get started with your blog.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Thanks so much, Robert from theCollegeInvestor.com. really appreciated you sharing your story today. And I was really pleased when I saw Robert's audio come in, because I had bumped into him several times at the FinCon conference. And he was someone who was networking incredibly. He's actually one of those people I just kept bumping into. He seemed to be really well connected. And so he has actually lived out that tip that he gave in his story today. I found it interesting today to hear the similarities in Aaron's story from yesterday's story. Robert started out because he was excited to share on a particular topic. And this is that common thread that I hear from many full-time bloggers today. And I think it's the case for a few reasons, that people who start out just genuinely wanting to talk about a particular topic tend to do quite well. At least a lot of the full-time bloggers do start that way. And I think it's because when you start out passionate about your topic, genuinely excited about sharing what you know, it comes across in your writing. People can sense that in your writing. When you bring energy and enthusiasm and excitement to your topic, it's going to shine through. It'll also shine through in the way that you go about promoting your blog, in the way that you network with other people. And it's a very attractive thing. And it's also going to help you through the lean times. And you heard Robert there talking about those first couple of years of, you know, what do you say there? 5 visitors a day for the first 6 months. That's not much in terms of readers. And that could be that period where you might, if you didn't have genuine enthusiasm for your topic, just say, this is too hard, I'm not going to keep going. But if you bring enthusiasm to your topic, you genuinely just like to talk about it, then you're going to be able to get through those times more easily. I also love there what he talked about focus and bringing more focus to his blog. His blog in the early days was just his thoughts. It was all centered around what he was thinking. But a shift to begin to think about his readers and to put them front and center, their questions, their problems, that simple shift and refocusing less on his thoughts and more on his readers. Still able to bring his thoughts, but from the perspective of what do his readers want to know? What do they need to know? What are their questions? Less about him, more about his readers. That was certainly a key thing there. And then, of course, as he talked about, that he'd been operating in a silo and the realization that he could learn a lot more about blogging and he could grow his blog a lot faster if he began to network and look at what others were doing and connect with others within his niche. Really, the sense I get is it was those two shifts from being an insular blogger that was all about him and his thoughts to being more focused upon his readers and his niche seemed to really unlock things for them. I was also fascinated there about what he said about the last 2 years, writing less new content and picking out the gems and updating his archives. And whilst that may not be relevant to those of you who are starting a blog, because in the early days you really do need to build up your archives, if you've been blogging for a while, I think this is a really important thing to do, is to pay attention to those archives. And this is something I've been hearing over the last year or so, particularly at FinCon, that conference that I mentioned earlier. I met a lot of bloggers who had really pulled back on the amount of new content that they'd been writing, and they really were re-optimizing the gems in their archives. The posts that were already ranking in Google, actually taking them to the next level, optimizing them, improving the content, making them more visually pleasing, adding further reading, making them deeper content, actually improving that content was paying off more than creating new content for them. Again, that's something for those of you who have been blogging for a while now. You might have some archives. I think that's a brilliant tip and something that we've been doing a little bit more of over the last 6 months as well on both of my blogs. I hope you've got some value out of hearing Robert's story today. I think it's a great one. Again, you can get a full transcript of Robert's story and find his blog over on today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/224. Tomorrow, another story for you. Well, we've done 4 so far this week. I do encourage you to go back and listen to the last 3 episodes if you haven't listened to those already. I've got one more coming for you tomorrow, and then we're going to have a week off because it'll be Christmas. And hopefully in those last 5 or so episodes, there'll be enough there for you to listen to. And then we'll come back on the 1st of January with 5 more in a row, and then a couple more before we launch our starter blog course. Again, if you are interested in starting a blog, check out problogger.com/start-a-blog and let us know your email address and we'll let you know when that course goes live. Thanks for listening. Chat with you tomorrow in episode 225.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.